Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's nothing different than before. I feel like my urgency, attention to detail, nothing that's been different before, but just knowing that I got a mission at the end. This team want to win games, and ultimately me, I'm battling for a job, so I want to put my best foot forward and make sure that my teammates know that I'm accountable, I know my stuff, and they can rely on me in any situation in the game.
Trey White, the return of Tre'Davious White to Buffalo for training camp here.
Very candid with the media yesterday.
He's been fantastic, not just for the vibes, but he's also been apparently looking pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't be a training camp if I didn't bug somebody that's out there covering it. I want to give Sal a day off. That man is everywhere and then some. I wanted to give Sal a day off here. So what did I do? I went and turned to a friend of the program here, a person that I saw and met for the first time in person last week out at MafiaCon and jumped on with him at MafiaCon. But Buffalo pregame, Bills Digest, Alex Brasky joining us here on the West Hurrah Hotline. Alex, long time no talk, am I right?
Right, Derek. It seems like just a week ago we were sitting together. Oh, wait, it was a week ago we were sitting together at MafiaCon at Seneca One. And what a great conversation. 25 minutes can go by extremely fast, especially when you're working two mics with three guys. So we made it work. It was a great time. And I think we delivered a good show for the gathering of people in the vestibule or whatever the hell you want to call it.
The good old Seneca One. Yeah, we'll go with vestibule. I feel like that's a fun word there. But Alex, of course, you've been out there. You've been checking out training camp all throughout so far as well. And it's been pretty solid from what we're looking at here. Yeah, there's a couple injuries so far. That is something to monitor as the team is trying to get through training camp and all throughout the start of it. We've got already six players dealing with bumps, bruises, nicks, and everything all of the sort there. But there's a lot of stories to look at, and why don't we go with the one that you asked me about last week, which is cornerback two. Trey White, Max Hairston, it does look like they're starting it with White as cornerback two, and they're asking Hairston to win this job. What have you seen out there so far between the two of them, and how do you think it measures up through the first 3 days?
Yeah, that's certainly a good way to analyze it. I think entering training camp, you may have extended the cornerback two race to maybe a 3-4-man race with Dane Jackson being brought in through free agency. You have Jamarcus Ingram and a couple others, a couple rookies, Dorian Strong involved as well. But through the first 3 days, it's been Tre'Davious White largely with the first team to begin practices, and then Max Hairston filtering in as practice goes on. And I think it's been a mixed bag for both players, as is often the case for really any player at this point of training camp. And you've seen Tre'Davious White have a couple of pass breakups, and he certainly looks fresh. You mentioned that this is the first time he's had a full off season in the past few years, and I think you're seeing the effects of that as he's out there and not tentative at all. I think I mentioned it on the podcast yesterday when the last time we saw Tre'Davious White at St. John Fisher, I think there was a level of tentativeness with his game, and I think that has completely dissipated as he's confident in his body. And if you listen to him talk at the podium yesterday, very confident in his ability, using some expletives mixed in to really remind the public that he's competing for this job and he expects to win this job. And Bobby Babich also commenting on Trey White before yesterday's practice, saying Trey White is on a mission. And I think that's a good way to describe it. I've witnessed a very focused Trey White, but also a very loose Trey White, the way he interacts with friends and family off the field before practice, the way he goes up and celebrates with Max Hairston literally after every big play that he makes. So I'm seeing a lot of looseness and really just comfortability with Trey White after the couple of significant injuries that he sustained. And then if you look at Maxwell Hairston, the speed is apparent. On day two, I believe it was, perhaps day one, I can't remember. They all blend together. It's only 3 days. But he had that nice recovery on KJ Hamler in the end zone, diving to pass or to break up the pass. And that's particularly what the Bills drafted him to do. That recovery speed, if you get beat initially, that athleticism and burst will allow him to recover and still make the play. And you saw that there. And I think we've seen a few more instances where that athleticism has cropped up. So Tre'Davious White, Maxwell Hairston, mixed bag so far, but plenty to be encouraged about in terms of the cornerback two battle. I think no matter how it shakes out, it's going to be a little bit better than people may have imagined at the outset of the offseason.
Alex, just keeping our eyes on the secondary here, shifting a bit to the safety position. A lot of fans are asking questions about Colt Bishop, just what the safety room is really going to look like. What have you observed so far? I know it's early in training camp, no pads are on, but how do you think that'll shape up?
Yeah, this is Colt Bishop's job to lose. I don't think it's much of a competition. I think the only way Colt Bishop loses the starting safety job is if he's to sustain an injury or something along those lines. I think the team is ready to go into the season with their former second-round pick and third-round pick, and really see what he has and let him transition into the position. Now, there have been a few instances, including yesterday when Khalil Shakir beat him on a deep corner route, that he has gotten beaten coverage and he's let a couple of receivers run past him. But I think that's what you're looking for him to develop throughout training camp and the preseason, is just that ability to be solid and consistent in coverage. I think that may have been the one thing lacking during his time on the field last year. You loved his aggressiveness, his physicality at the line of scrimmage, able to come up and hit in run support. But I think the one thing that he needs to solve is, I mentioned comfortability with Trey White. Colt Bishop needs to increase his comfortability within the system and just start to play a little bit more free. And Bobby Babich spoke on that before yesterday's practice, saying that he can tell a little bit of a difference with Bishop from year one to year two, just removing some of those first-year jitters and that anxiety that a young player may have. And I think you're seeing Bishop play with more confidence, and he knows the task that's in front of him, and he knows that he's going to be given every opportunity. It's just a matter of, like I said, remaining comfortable in the system, continuing to progress. And I would be shocked if this turns out to be a competition in the preseason or entering the regular season. It's Colt Bishop's job to lose. And like I said, it's been a mixed bag with really everybody at training camp, but I've been encouraged with the comfortability level of Colt Bishop thus far.
Alex Brasky, Buffalo pregame, as well as a contributor for SB Nation. And with Bills Digest here joining us on the West Hur Hotline, as Bills training camp has gotten through its first 3 days, Alex, when it comes to wide receiver, I'm a person at this station asking a question about wide receiver, but all kidding aside, Joshua Palmer seems to be looking like he's getting very comfortable. Keon Coleman is fighting kind of his own consistency right now with big opportunities, and then sometimes it's just the simple play that he has to make that is oftentimes dooming him right now through the first couple of days.
Yeah, I'll start with Joshua Palmer. I didn't see much from him throughout the offseason program, but in training camp, especially after they transitioned away from the red zone work that they did on day one, he's become a major factor in this passing game, and I think you're starting to see the plan that the Bills have for him. They struggled in the intermediate and deep area a season ago, really working that short passing game and that everybody eats mentality. But they brought in Palmer to separate down the field, and you're starting to see shades of that during practice. Yesterday, several receptions, and like I said, creating that separation downfield and making himself available for Josh Allen at the second and third level. So I think that's what you're going to see from Josh Palmer. The addition of the free agent acquisition is going to give them better ability to attack things down the field. And they're really doing that with everybody. They're mixing in Dalton Kincaid more downfield. They tried to do it last year. He and Josh Allen weren't able to connect as often as they would have liked. But I've really liked what I've seen in terms of them trying to develop that downfield passing game. And Palmer is right at the forefront of that. And then when it comes to Keon Coleman, I think this is what you're going to see from him throughout his career. I think he's a smart player. He's a player that plays with physicality, but there are some inconsistencies in his game, and that may just be something you have to deal with. I think you saw last year some of the inconsistencies. Yesterday he had a play where he beat Max Harrison over the middle, but wasn't able to come up with the catch, really just bounced right off his hands. A couple others during this week, he let glance off his outstretched arm. So there's been good plays from Keon Coleman. He had a catch over the middle yesterday that he turned into probably a 40-yard touchdown, gaining the separation that you're looking from him in the intermediate level. So there's been hot and cold days for Keon Coleman. I think the drops yesterday got blown a little bit out of proportion, as this is a player in his second year that's going to have to continue to progress and develop, and the growing pains are something that comes along with that. Success and progression is very rarely linear, and I think with Keon Coleman, you're seeing flashes at times, and then you're also seeing the signs of a young player who needs to get better. So the wide receiver room, I'm extremely excited about. I think we've all, the past few years with a few of the signings, really talked them up a little bit more and really faked the excitement maybe a little bit, but I think it's real this year. Joshua Palmer is the real deal. Elijah Moore's athleticism is incredible, and I'm really excited what Keon Coleman has to offer in year two. And then Curtis Samuel, a big day on day two. Don't forget about Curtis Samuel.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Alex, just to go back to Elijah Moore for a second. When the last time we talked, that was the player that a lot of fans are really the most excited about. A lot of people are buying high on him right now. What have you seen from him so far?
The short area quickness. He can get open in a phone booth. I think he's going to be maybe not the same exact skill set as Cole Beasley, but I think that they're going to use him in that short range. Now, you brought in Palmer and you have Keon Coleman. I think those are more of your intermediate down the field threats, but Elijah Moore able to get open in that short space, and I think near the line of scrimmage, that's going to be incredibly valuable. Maybe a third down safety blanket to pick up a couple yards and move the sticks. So the athleticism jumps off the page. he's already out there with the first team with Josh Allen catching passes from him, and likewise with all the other receivers. So everybody mixing through and really taking turns making plays within this passing game. Now, you have to keep in mind the pads aren't on. There's no contact, and I think that puts the defensive backs at somewhat of a disadvantage. They're not able to contact the receiver upon the catch and so on and so forth. But the wide receiver group is more diverse, I think, than it has been in recent years. And you got to give credit to Joshua Palmer, Elijah Moore, and some of the other players that are entering their second year with the team and looking to progress.
Alex, when it comes down to the fact that there are no pads, so there's not a lot that you can really gauge with the offensive and defensive line right now. But it does look like with Spencer Brown out that there's been a little bit more of a shine for a couple of the edge rushers all throughout the start of training camp.
Yeah, Paris Shand, an undrafted rookie, has got an opportunity with the first team on the other side of the ball. I want to make sure I mentioned him on the defensive side. But on the offensive side, you're seeing Tylan Grable and Ryan Vandermark really working that swing tackle role. I think Tylan Grable has the leg up in that situation. You saw him really win that swing tackle role from Vandermark a season ago. And to start training camp with Spencer Brown on the mend, you've seen him out there with the first team. Now, yesterday, Vandermark started with the first team, but later in practice, Grable went back with the first team. So I think Grable is the backup for Spencer Brown. And then at center with Cedric Van Pran Granger on the pup list, you've seen Alec Anderson take second team snaps at center, and that's led to maybe some increased opportunity for Jackson Hawes and their jumbo sets moving forward. And I think that's where you're going to see them go with that. I think with Alec Anderson perhaps needed at the center position early, with Cedric Van Pran Granger on the mend, and just the added versatility at that position that Jackson Hawes can bring in terms of his pass-catching ability. You've seen him targeted by Josh Allen a few times throughout training camp. So there has been some shuffling around up front. It's tough to gauge the success level of any player. Like I said, no contact, no pads, and it's tough to really dive into the trenches when that's the case. But like I mentioned, Paris Shand getting opportunity on the other side of the ball. Michael Hoyt has really shined, I think. He's been a mainstay in the backfield. And then the main contributors, Joey Bosa and Greg Rousseau, a big day on day three. Rousseau's ability to set the edge and turn runs back inside is just so impressive, and something that I think really stands out and makes him one of the best edge defenders in the league. Now, you'd like him to become that next level edge rusher, but that ability to defend the run, I think, is up there amongst the top in the league when it comes to edge defenders. And Joey Bosa, you got to keep him healthy, but yesterday he had a pressure that led to a Taylor Rapp interception, so he's making an impact. It's going to be interesting to see once the pads come on what we truly see from these guys. But in the early going up front, both offensively and defensively, you've seen some shuffling and you've seen some guys getting increased opportunity, which is nice.
Alex, looking at the running back room quickly here, James Cook kind of became a non-story. He mentioned it was always his intention to practice. He never intended to not. What do you make of his performance so far? He had a big day on day two. What have you seen from him? And do you think, I guess the question is, do you think that at the end of the season, it could be the Bills paying him, or do you think he'll end up going elsewhere?
Yeah, like I mentioned with the offensive defensive line, it's also tough to judge the running game just because they're not allowed to be contacted by the defense. It's really just kind of a two-hand touch situation right now. But one thing that I have seen from James Cook is he's on the field as regularly as anybody else. I know some people were thinking maybe the Bills will, or he will, kind of try to limit his reps as they continue to work through negotiations, maybe as a sign of good faith by the team, because obviously injury is a big deal with a player trying to find a new contract. But he's been out there regularly, showing good burst. He had a long 60-yard touchdown, as you mentioned, the other day. So no sign of concern for James Cook right now. He's going to continue to be a good soldier. He's going to give the Bills his best effort, because that's the only way that he's going to get what he wants next offseason. So I think he understands that, and he understands that he needs to be on the field, like I said, to achieve that level of financial stability that he's looking for. But the way that Brandon Bean talked about it the other day was really the first time I think that he came out and said that he hopes at this time next year James Cook is practicing at St. John Fisher. So I would not close the door on James Cook coming back. And when you heard Cook at the podium, he also mentioned the reasons why he wants to stick around Buffalo, and the first one was quarterback. And that rings incredibly true to me, because if you're a running back in this league trying to advance yourself in terms of how you're viewed amongst the league and trying to gain that extra money contractually, you need to have a good quarterback beside you. It's going to be tough for you to go into a situation where you don't have that level of stability at the quarterback position and try to succeed. So I think he knows that this is a good spot for him, and I think James Cook wants to continue here in Buffalo. And quite honestly, I think Brandon Bean does, but it's going to have to come down to financials and whether or not the two sides can meet in the middle.
Alex Brasky joining us here on the Wester Hotline. Bills training camp through the first 3 days. They're back at practice tomorrow, 9:45. Last thing here for you, Alex. There's a quarterback two competition?
Certainly. We've seen Mike White really take the first step toward putting a stranglehold on that position. I'm sure it's going to take into the preseason and what we see from each of those guys in those preseason games. But Mike White's made a couple of good throws on day one, I believe it was. He connected with KJ Hamler, back right corner of the end zone, just a perfect strike only where Hamler could get it. And Trubisky is just he's not a risk taker. I think Mike White is a little bit more aggressive down the field, and it leads to a little bit more impressive performance, particularly early in training camp. So it'll be something to monitor. But I picked Mike White to win the competition in my 53-man roster projection for Buffalo pregame. And in the early going at training camp, there's been nothing to dissuade me from that opinion.
Well, you mentioned it. Alex, let everyone know where to find everything that you're doing, and you are doing a lot these days. So give the plug, let the people know where to find all of your work.
Yeah, you can find it on Buffalo Pregame with Alex Brasky on YouTube, Substack. We also are on all your audio platforms with the podcast we've been coming out with every day during training camp. And just continue to follow me on X, SB Nation, for more national NFL stories. And then I'm also going to be starting with Sports Illustrated soon, so looking forward to that opportunity as well. But I just want to really direct everybody to Buffalo Pregame. That's where you can find the daily updates and the takeaways from training camp.
Alex, it's always good to talk to you. I don't know if we're going to be able to make it 3 weeks in a row. I'm out of town next week, so but it's always good to talk to you. It was great to see you in person for MafiaCon last week as well. And you know we'll be dialing you up sometime around the bend.
Yeah, it was a great time last week, and appreciate you guys having me on, and enjoy the rest of the day.
All right, you too. Alex Brasky joining us there on the Wester Hotline as Bills training camp off today, but recapping a little bit more of the first 3 days, and we're going to do plenty more of that coming back on the other side of the break. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you on a Sports Talk Saturday. Hope you're having a good one here. I know we are. Come join us here on WGR.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.